Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a jam-packed show for you today during the first hour. We're going to be joined by Stuart McRobert. As we talk about his journey in physical culture, his contributions, which are vast and numerous, to the game of building muscle, burning fat, and looking great. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Michael Smith of Life Extension Foundation as a follow-up interview to talk about what supplements are synergistic with vitamin D, since we have this great offer from Life Extension Foundation for a vitamin D test for just $30. Ridiculously low price, $17 cheaper than their lowest member rate. Then we're going to be joined by Brent Pottinger, one of the founders of the Ancestral Health Society, to talk about the ancestral health movement here in the United States. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But let's get started right away. Welcome to the show. We have a little clicking on the line. I'm warning everybody now. We tried to eradicate it, but we could not get rid of it. But we are joined by Stuart McRobert, all the way from Cyprus. How you doing, Stuart?
Hey, Carl. I'm great.
Okay. We're not going to let this clicking get us down, Stuart, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
First of all, you and I are the same age, it looks like. You were born in 1958, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. I'm 54.
Okay. And so explain where you got started. You started lifting weights at the age of 15. Why?
Well, I was so dissatisfied with my puny form, and I thought that lifting weights would fix the problem.
Who were some of the people that you looked to when you started lifting weights? Did you go all the way back to some of the early fathers of physical culture like Sandow, or were there more contemporary and current figures that you were looking to?
Well, they were more contemporary. I mean we're talking about 1972-73 when I started. At the time I was living in England, and I didn't have access to the US magazines. So my instruction to begin with was just books that I got from the library and the guys at the gym. And then a couple of years later, I did start getting hold of some U.S. magazines. And so the big name at the time was Schwarzenegger. And so it was his methods and similar methods that really captured my attention, distracted me enormously, really drove me around the bend and up the wall and everywhere else. Because the method that he promoted that worked for him, of course, didn't work for me. And so I had years of frustration, misery, everything else you can imagine, because I was so obsessed with bodybuilding, so wanted to become a champion bodybuilder, and I was so miserable when the methods I tried didn't work.
And we're going to get into this deeper, but that's what gave rise to the website and the movement of Hard Gainer, correct?
Well, this was in the 70s, and so I had a few years of frustration, and well, more than a few years. And it led in about 1981, after I'd clicked with alternative methods, not the Schwarzenegger way, but ways that are appropriate for genetically normal, drug-free guys like myself. And then starting in 1981, I wrote my first magazine for, my first article rather, for Ironman magazine in the US. And that started the whole writing thing. I decided that as much as I'd wanted to become a champion bodybuilder, I didn't have the genetics for it. I wasn't prepared to take drugs to try to compensate for genetic shortcomings. So I decided to try to, instead of becoming a professional bodybuilder, as in competitive bodybuilder, I thought I'd try to turn my hand to making some sort of living out of writing about bodybuilding and instruction. And so during the 80s, I wrote for a number of magazines. And then in 1989, I started my own magazine, Hard Gainer Magazine, which I published for 15 years. And during that 15-year period, I started writing books. And I actually did become, eventually, a full-time writer. So I actually ended up making my living out of bodybuilding instruction. So I did end up being a professional bodybuilder in the end, but it wasn't the sort of professional bodybuilder that I had aspired to begin with.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I ended up making my living out of writing about bodybuilding and guiding people with their training rather than wanting to become a professional competitive bodybuilder and making a living out of competing and everything that can come with.
I gotcha.
Being a professional competitive bodybuilder.
Did you ever have an opportunity to compete at all?
Well, I didn't, because I knew that, I mean, drugs got going in the 60s, and they really took off in the 70s. So I was into this during the time when I didn't believe that steroids were necessary, because during the 70s, there was a lot of hokum in the bodybuilding magazines that steroids weren't really necessary, and if you trained properly, you could still become a champion bodybuilder. And most professional bodybuilders would lie that they weren't taking the drugs. So because I believe that you didn't need drugs, at least at the time, and because I didn't have great genetics, of course, you could never compete with the guys with good genetics and on drugs.
I've once said on this show that the competitive bodybuilders, those who tend to put on muscle very easily, are not the genetically gifted people from an evolutionary perspective. But instead, they are actually those of us who have a hard time gaining muscle are actually the genetically gifted ones from an evolutionary perspective, because excess muscle was not something that you wanted in the process of evolution. Would you comment on that statement?
Okay, well, in that case, I would qualify what I mean by genetically gifted. I mean genetically gifted for building muscle, not necessarily saying that that is the ideal for mankind, but I'm just saying that they are the ones that have the most responsive bodies for bodybuilding, the
right.
Most naturally talented.
So what did you find out worked for the Hard Gainer that ended up becoming a platform for you for a while, right?
Well, the way that professional bodybuilders trained back in those days, and still today actually, is that they would train 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week. And in the 70s, some of them were even training twice a day for some of the time. And that sort of training frequency and the volume of workouts that they were doing, you know, 15, 20 sets per body part, it just doesn't work for genetically normal, drug-free guys. So I found out that, well, it wasn't just me, I mean, many other people found it out as well, that just 2 or 3 properly designed workouts per week is much more appropriate for normal people. And they will get good results from that approach, whereas when they train 4, 5, 6 days a week, they either get no results or much, much poorer results.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We obviously have some difficulty with the phone line, and I apologize for that in advance. We're going to do the best we can with this interview. We're talking with Stuart McRobert. His website is hardgainer.com, and we're going to be talking more about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs make supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. WheyNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WheyNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, this break took a little long, I apologize, but we now have Stuart McRobert on the phone without the popcorn machine running in the background. How you doing, Stuart?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, this is a lot easier to talk. Okay, and I apologize for that. We've got this problem solved. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Hard Gainer magazine. How long has it been around?
Well, it was around 15 years, from 89 to 2004.
Okay. And as a platform, you were speaking to real people looking for real results. Obviously, as you discussed in the earlier segment, you realized that the things that were being publicized by a lot of the mainstream bodybuilding magazines were hiding the fact that the athletes were using drugs, and as a result, they were able to train harder and reap the benefits, where the average non-drug using person, especially somebody who genetically doesn't gain muscle as easily, would actually regress from those types of workouts. So give us an idea of what you started to espouse and what was the response in the marketplace when you're saying, hey, you don't train as frequently and things like that.
Well, some people find it impossible to believe because it's such an attractive message for the biggest guys to promote their training methods, and people think, well, the biggest guys must have the best understanding of training. So they think, well, I better do what they do in order to become like them. I mean, that's the basic sort of message that pulls in a lot of the youngsters in particular. They sort of train like a champion to become like a champion. Well, it doesn't work with bodybuilding because of the factors of genetics and drugs. So the ordinary genetically normal non-drug using person needs to understand that he has to follow training methods that are appropriate to his recovery ability. Whereas the supermen, their recovery ability is just extraordinary relative to the ordinary person. So whereas the supermen can respond well to 6 workouts a week, the average person is better off with just 2 or 3.
What about diet? Did you address diet for the hard gainer in the magazine as well? Is it different for the hard gainer versus the person who is genetically predisposed to put on muscle more easily?
Well, the nutritional requirements are the same regardless of the individual sort of genetic ability, but the supermen, to use that phrase, the genetic supermen can probably get away with more sort of rule breaking than the average guy can. So the average person needs to moderate the quantity of food so that it's appropriate to him, and needs to probably pay even more attention to nutrition because he doesn't have the slack in his recovery ability to play with that the supermen do.
Wouldn't the superman, the hyper responder to hard training, would they not benefit to a greater degree if they followed the same routines and protocols that you espouse for those who are hard gainers?
Yes, I mean, this is the irony, is that the people that do have the naturally very responsive bodies also can respond extremely well to what you might call the hard gainer format, or they could get the same results from much less training. Perhaps a few of them might get better results from the much less frequent training, providing the training was properly structured and properly implemented. I'm not saying that just training less is going to produce better results. I mean, it has to be smart training. I mean, the training has to be properly designed and properly implemented. It's not just any training will do.
Calves tend to be hard to grow for just about everybody, even those who have preferential genetics that they seem to put on muscle easily. And then an even greater degree of difficulty in our African-American competitors who tend to have very difficult times getting their calves to respond. Did you discover any secrets about training calves in your journey to unlock the smallest effective dose to develop the greatest size of muscle?
Well, many people do overtrain their calves. I mean, that they hammer them. In some cases, in the 70s, the recommendations were twice a day, 6 days a week, workouts for the calves, which was massive overkill. And even training the calves, say, 4 days a week is overkill for most people. Most people would probably respond better if they were just training the calves twice a week, 2 good hard hits twice a week, and 5 recovery days. But the people that have the high calves, the really problematic calves, we're talking about it's a genetic structure thing. I mean, the belly of the calf is just so short, it is so bunched up near the knee, that there just simply isn't the tissue there to become very large. That is a genetic issue. And even some of the genetic supermen have that flaw below their knees, and it's a genetic issue.
You know, I found, and I've talked about it on the show before, the thing that makes my calves respond the best are statics. And I have this theory about calf training. Our calves get thousands of reps a day just in day-to-day life. And what they respond best to is something that they don't get, and that is heavy loaded statics, where you are going in for a full stretch, coming up for a very, very tight contraction and holding that until fatigue sets in and you can't hold it any longer. Usually lactate builds up and the burning and searing pain in the calves causes you to stop. And then you walk for a while and try to get the stiffness out and then do that again and again. I find that when I started doing that, that's when my calves really responded. But doing all those high reps didn't do anything for my calves. My calves laughed at me. They said, oh, we can do this all day long. We do it all day long.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the same idea with training in general. I mean, you have to do something in the gym that is that the body can't cope with, that is out of the ordinary, in order to trigger it to actually have a response. And yes, you're right. I mean, the calves are a muscle that are well exercised by many people just during their everyday activities, whereas the rest of their body isn't as much. So what you're suggesting could actually be one of the ways to really give the calves a shock and make them actually respond.
Let's talk about some of your books. You've written several. The top of the list, you wrote a book called Brawn in 1991. What was the focus of that book?
Well, that was the first one I wrote, and that was my my first attempt at wrapping as much of the hard gainer or the hard gainer training philosophy into one work. But when I say hard gainer training philosophy, it's actually training philosophy for anyone. I mean, it isn't just for hard gainers. It's for anyone. But it's specifically aimed at hard gainers in order to try to appeal to a sector that has failed with the mainstream training approach. And I'm just giving them like a broad name to try to categorize what they need in order to make progress and how it differs from the mainstream approach. So Brawn was the first, and it was just over 200 pages. So it was a brief book that tried to cover everything. And then the later books went into the subject in much greater detail.
And obviously that was beyond Brawn, further Brawn. But more importantly, your book that is now in second edition, which is Build Muscle, Lose Fat, Look Great, which is available at Amazon.com. What has changed in the latest version? Did you come full circle and have a better understanding of any of these things that you were talking about early on, or did they all just play out to be accurate and you really just needed to hammer home that, hey, this really does work, don't be deceived?
Well, the Build Muscle, Lose Fat, Look Great is the most comprehensive of the books. It does overlap somewhat with the other ones, but it has a whole heap of additional information and a more refined sort of understanding of the training principles. And it includes a huge chapter that is devoted just to exercise technique. So that one chapter alone is actually a book in itself. So the Build Muscle book is by far the most comprehensive of all the books. So as a single book, that will give people a much better understanding than any one of the other books.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about, you are a stickler when it comes to technique and form, and I want to get into that when we come back from this break. But before we go into the break, I'm just curious. When you started writing these things, they were so counterintuitive, and they were also so countercultural when we look at the culture of bodybuilding in that period of time. Was there any backlash? Did you see any dirt slinging from the Weider Empire, anybody like that? They were telling people, train harder, train longer, that's the only answer. And here you're saying, look, to coin the Lee Haney term, you know, stimulate, don't annihilate. What did you have any backlash?
Well, I've written for all the mainstream magazines, and I was always able to present my viewpoints, as long as I did it tactfully, and I did. So I was given a voice in the mainstream for my alternative approach. I mean, it was giving people that were not successful with the mainstream something else to try. And overall, in the magazines, I was treated with respect. My viewpoint was listened to, and there wasn't a problem there. But I mean, away from the magazines, I'm sure some people don't care for my viewpoint because it counters so much of the mainstream and so much of the commercial side of the bodybuilding world.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Stuart McRobert. His website is Hardgainer, hardgainer.com. The book is Build Muscle, Burn Fat, Look Great, and it's volume 2 that you want. It's available at Amazon.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. Later in the show, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation joins us to talk about supplements that have a synergistic effect with vitamin D that you should know about. And then after that, Brent Pottinger from Ancestral Health Society will be on to talk about the ancestral health movement here in the United States. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, PainPod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The PainPod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the PainPod for only $200, including shipping. PainPod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PainPod banner ad today to learn more.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Stuart McRobert. The website is hardgainer.com. Stuart, you are a real, very, very focused on strict form. Is that right?
Well, I'm focused on correct exercise technique, yes.
Why is that? I mean, there's a lot of people out there who say, hey, you know, if you get a little sloppy, you can handle more weight. What would you say to them?
Well, it's probably true, but as soon as you injure yourself, you won't be able to use more weight.
Are there any other benefits of using strict form? We've heard a lot about muscle activation, mind-muscle connection and all that. Does that come with using strict form and not necessarily focusing on the most weight that you can handle?
Well, the first priority in exercise is not to get hurt. I mean, no matter how good exercise may be, if you get injured, then it's not going to do you any good over the long term. So safety is essential. And part of safety is to use correct exercise technique. Of course, that alone isn't enough. You have to have sufficient intensity, you have to have sufficient volume and sufficient frequency. So there's a whole package of training considerations. But technique comes first, because if you mess up with a technique, all the other things don't count, because you only get injured and you can't train over the long term. I've incurred so many injuries over the time from taking liberties in the gym, and I've seen so many people get hurt and read about so many people and talked with so many people who've taken liberties in the gym. They've got hurt, sometimes badly. And so I'm uncompromising in the need for correct exercise technique.
Is there a way that you teach those who follow your protocols where you can make the decision where adequate intensity is occurring, but now because I myself, and I'm sure that you can relate to this and many people in the audience can, there's a point where the weight gets so heavy that you really can't feel the target muscle that you're trying to hit working any longer, because the intensity level becomes so high that the entire body is working in unison, and it's almost, I call it noise level. The noise in my head gets so loud that I can't focus on feeling my back, my lats, or anything like that. I am just trying to heave this weight at this point in time. Is there a metric? Is there a technique? Is there something that you teach people? Like, when you stop feeling this or when you start feeling that, that is the threshold where you should either back up with the weight or stay with that weight?
Well, I generally recommend for most exercises. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions, but generally speaking, I like people to have a momentary pause at the top of an exercise and a momentary pause at the bottom of the exercise. So it's pause, up, pause, down, and to do it in a controlled way, and to continue with the set until you have performed your final repetition without any assistance, and that is the point at which you should stop. But of course, many people, they do hold back in the gym. I mean, many people loaf in the gym. Many people just don't train hard enough in the gym. So I like to see people in their work sets, not their warm-up sets, in their work sets, to perform every repetition they can in correct exercise technique and never break technique in order to squeeze another rep out. And to stop when they've performed their maximum number of reps.
And obviously the mainstream bodybuilding culture espouses going to concentric failure, sometimes even eccentric failure, depending on special isolation techniques. Do you think that training to failure is acceptable from time to time, or do you think that for the drug-free average person who would fall into the hard gainer category, this approach is counterproductive?
Well, generally speaking, I promote hard training, but I don't promote the type of training that will temporarily paralyze you. So there's a difference between hard and sort of paralytic hard. I mean, I remember when I was young, this was the time when Arthur Jones was in his pomp and the Nautilus was really taking off, and it was super duper high intensity, and I followed that, and I really followed that. I used to crucify myself in the gym, and I did that for months, and I got absolutely nothing out of it except utter exhaustion, and in some cases injuries. So training intensity is good up to a point. But the trouble with talking about training intensity and holding back is that most people don't train hard enough. So when you talk about not training too hard, some people who aren't training hard enough already will actually ease back a little bit, and they'll get even poor results.
Yeah. Did you have an opportunity to ever meet with or to speak with Arthur Jones or even Mike Metzger, another one of his disciples?
No. But I certainly read their work, and I certainly applied what they taught. But they did modify their views with time, and they did ease back a little bit with the frequency of the super-duper stuff and the volume of the super-duper stuff.
Really? I was unaware of that. That's interesting. So they tempered their attitudes with age, perhaps.
Correct.
It became harder and harder to keep that pace up, perhaps.
And for the ordinary person with, normal recovery ability and not on drugs, I mean, you have to moderate it because the body has much more limited recovery ability than the supermen on drugs.
I know that you're a fan of certain types of recovery techniques, not necessarily massage, but I know that you're a fan of trigger point therapy and these types of things. Is that correct?
Well, I've had good results with trigger point therapy and active release techniques, and on myself and with other people to treat injuries.
But do you think that it's adequate can you use these techniques, like active release techniques, can you use these to preempt an injury going in, the sort of the way you go in for a massage from time to time, even though you don't have an injury, so that you don't get an injury? Do you think that they have a preemptive benefit as well?
Well, what the active release techniques can do is you can sort of nip the thing in the bud before it sort of, flowers into a full injury. So when you feel something is just starting to niggle, there's a bit of tightness somewhere, there's a bit of restriction, there's a bit of a knot, then you can go in, deal with that while it's just sort of incubating, get rid of it, and then you'll be okay. But if you let it build up for a few weeks, and then it will reach a certain point at which an injury will occur.
Are older editions of Hard Gainer magazine still available?
Yes, they are.
And so the magazine stopped being published when, did you say, 2010?
In 2004. There are 89 issues of the magazine altogether.
Now, this was a U.S. publication, or was this a publication outside the United States?
Outside the U.S., but I used to mail it primarily to the U.S.
It's very exciting. I'm looking at the website right now. For those of you who want to see some older editions, hardgainer.com, I just wanted to make sure that they were still available. There's some great articles by Stuart as well there that you can read for free. But you can get the Hard Gainer magazine, some of the older issues. They look really, really, really well done. And some of the fathers of physical culture on the front covers of some of these magazines. What do you think about guys like Eugene Sandow or even some of the York guys? I'm trying to think of his name right now. John Grimmick and so on. Do you think that
Bob Hoffman?
Bob Hoffman, but John Grimmick was his poster child, so to speak. I mean, his strong man.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think about them? You have any opinions of them? Did they contribute? Did they not contribute? Were you fans of theirs?
Well, of course they contributed. I mean, they are icons in the history of the physical culture industry. I mean, they were integral to the development. I mean, not all positive, of course, but overall they made a huge contribution to the development of exercise.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were before my time. I mean, they were well in their prime before I was even born. But they were still around for a while even during my my youth. So they were still leaving their mark even then.
Well, we still talk about...
Well, not Sandow, of course, but the Hoffman and Grimmick were.
But we talk about all those guys on our show here from time to time. There's two people that come on my show with regularity. One of them is Randy Roach. Are you familiar with Randy?
No.
He's written two good books, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1 and Volume 2, which chronicle the nutritional origins of physical culture, and then also how bodybuilding splintered off from physical culture. Really good books. And then Brooks Kubik, who writes the Dinosaur Training Guides. And we look back at these guys and we talk about them, about the level of strength that they had acquired in a time where, you know, drugs were either new on the scene or really not accepted to the degree that they were in Muscle Beach, as you talked about earlier. And it's really interesting to talk about these guys and hear what their lives were like back then and the kinds of weights that they were moving around. It's really impressive when you think that they didn't have a lot of the quote-unquote technologies that we have today. So,
for sure. Look, some of them, they were back almost in the prehistoric era, but some of the weights that some of those people lifted were, I mean, Bob Peoples, who was a phenomenal deadlifter, and a great German, Hermann Gorner. I mean, some of these men, way before drugs, they will be spectacular by today's standards.
Right.
So if you go back into their era, they were just super, 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 supermen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why we talk about them here. Brooks Kubik is called the keeper of the flame of physical culture, and we do shows with him regularly where we talk about these individuals. We don't want to forget them. We want to remember what their contributions were to this point in time. We're going to take our last commercial break. We're talking with Stuart McRobert. Check out his website. It is hardgainer.com. Also, his book, Build Muscle, Burn Fat, Look Great. Make sure you get Volume 2. It's available at Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
Tag team, back again. Check this record, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. You train hard.
You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Stuart McRobert. So, Stuart, are you still very active in writing about bodybuilding at this point in time?
Yeah, I'm still plugging away.
Are you writing for any magazines at this point in time?
Yeah, I write for a number of magazines. I write for Iron Man magazine in the U.S. and several European magazines.
Have any of your attitudes changed at all about what you discovered early on for those normal individuals out there training? Have you augmented or changed any of your attitudes about training or nutrition?
Well, I've refined some of the views, yes. I mean, with increased experience, and of course, as I age myself and experience the changes in my own body, then I'm able to comment on training as it can sort of be modified as one ages.
Are you still training in the gym?
Yeah, I'm still training. But I don't train as I did as a young man when all I was interested in was big muscles and, you know, the big physique thing. Now I'm strictly interested in health and well-being and staying injury-free and having good blood analysis results and being lean and fit. And I mean, I'm interested in the whole package now, with the top consideration being health. Whereas when I was young, it was narcissism and vanity that drove me the most.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm with you. I'm 55 this year. I turned 55 in June. But interestingly enough, I train just as hard. I train harder. I mean, I've gotten stronger as time has gone on. I train harder than most people in the gym, but I do this because I think that strength is more important than looking good. And so my goals are to continue to get stronger, because I have a motto, stronger is younger. If I can continue to get stronger into my 60s and maybe even 70s, who knows, I feel that it will enhance my quality of life as I head down the hill at the other side.
For sure. Look, I recommend that people should train hard throughout their lives, but it has to be training hard and exercises that are appropriate to them, done with correct exercise technique, and done in line with their recovery ability. So, as one ages, one has to be even more careful with how one arranges the package of training and recovery and nutrition and so on. Whereas the younger man can cut a few corners and still get away with it.
Yeah, I've said this just recently. I have to do everything right now. It's everything. Sleep, eat, supplementation, training. Everything. When I was young, you know, I could go out drinking on a Friday night, train on a Saturday, and feel fine. I can't do that. I've had to cut alcohol out of my diet completely. So literally doing everything right is critical. Now, here's an interesting question. I understand and I know how you feel about drug use for athletes in sports like bodybuilding. How do you feel about hormonal interventions for us older guys? I've been on testosterone therapy since 2007. I do use peptides, growth factors, and so on. I feel strongly that these have contributed to my ability to continue to get stronger and maintain a more youthful biology. Are you opposed to, are you in favor, or are you neutral about older guys like us, our choices to go ahead and get involved with hormone replacement therapies?
Well, it's not something I've considered myself yet, so I have no experience. No experience, and I haven't discussed it with an endocrinologist, so I can't say anything.
Okay. Yeah, I am a big proponent for an older person whose blood work is starting to show the signs of aging, and some of these key hormones are starting to dip. Endocrine interventions of these types with the doctor's supervision can actually improve the quality of life. What do you have going?
Carla, I can agree with that, but this is in specific instances with the expert guidance of an endocrinologist and those qualifications that you noted.
Right.
But this is a whole different ball game to the young man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Do you go to any of the events, the Arnold, the Olympia? Do you go to any of these events any longer?
No.
I was just curious because I was wondering if you have any opinions of modern-day bodybuilding. It's obviously become even a greater freak show than when you were writing about some of these crazy training techniques. And do you have any opinions of the modern-day professional bodybuilder?
Look, I still write as prolifically now about bodybuilding, even for young men, as I did when I was a young man myself. So I'm still very active in the field. But you're right, that the extent of the bodies has reached sort of a cartoon-like phase. And it's absurd. And yes, I mean, now, if you were to get Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime from sort of 73, 74, and put him on the stage now with the top men, they look at Arnold and they think, hey, you know, you're nowhere near us. I mean, that is the difference between then, and Schwarzenegger was an absolute phenomenon then, but relative to today, Schwarzenegger is actually modest.
Well, and I kind of feel like two things have occurred in bodybuilding from then till now. The first thing is the sustainability of the level of musculature. Even for these athletes, it's not sustainable. They peak for a number of years, and then after that, they, just because of the sheer amount of drugs and so on, they have to curtail it and come back down to normal sizes. The other thing that I notice is, from the judging standpoint, there has almost been an abandon of what a physique should look like in exchange for just a level of hypermuscularity that is freakish. When you look at guys, I can't think of his name, Marcus Rule, for instance, the Branch Warren. These guys, granted, they have freakishly large muscles, but it's not appealing. It's lost the look that we were going for, of the male physique has just been abandoned, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree. It has been for many years, actually, but more so as the years go by. It's just becoming ever more a greater freak show.
Doesn't the responsibility of changing the direction of this lie with judges? When judges start to reward individuals who have appealing-looking physiques with good symmetry, good balance, good all-around muscular development that fits together, versus rewarding a guy who is 5'5" and 315 pounds and 1% body fat. I mean, isn't it the judges that at the end of the day that really are responsible for directing what is rewarded and what is not?
Yes, but maybe there is some pressure on the judges to judge by certain criteria. So it could go further than just the judges alone.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right. Well, listen, I know it's been difficult to bring you to the show. You're a busy guy. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. Stuart McRobert, his website is hardgainer.com. The book is Build Muscle, Burn Fat, Look Great, second edition. Make sure that it's the second edition that you get if you buy the book. It's been updated completely, and it's available at Amazon.com. Stuart, thanks so much for coming on the show. Sorry for the difficulty during the first couple minutes. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Cal.
Take care.
It's been fun.
Take care.
Goodbye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Michael Smith on. And we're going to talk about, this was actually suggested by Alex Leaf, complementary supplements or other blood tests that you should look to now that we're focusing on vitamin D levels. Dr. Michael Smith is going to be talking to us about that in just a moment. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So Alex Leaf sent me an email. He said, now that I know my vitamin D levels, why not have Dr. Michael Smith back on to talk about other things that we should think about that work synergistically with vitamin D? So from Life Extension Foundation, here comes Dr. Michael Smith. How you doing?
I'm good, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. So as soon as I sent you this email, you were like, yes, this is important stuff, and also one in particular that you wanted to talk about, which was magnesium levels, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I really believe that that's a huge deficiency for most people, you know, in our country, and I think it relates to a lot of age-related disorders that we see.
So obviously the first thing that people would think about with vitamin D would be calcium and vitamin K. But magnesium is equally an issue, huh?
Well, it is. You have to, first of all, it relates to calcium, first and foremost. As a matter of fact, that there's a nice balance, and, you know, any tissue that is electrochemical, so whether you're talking about nerves, muscles, there's a nice balance between certain magnesium channels, certain calcium channels. Even if you get too much calcium, magnesium can act as a natural calcium channel blocker. So to me, magnesium is just as important as vitamin D is when you think of managing that one other mineral called calcium. So this is really important. And how many people know their magnesium status?
Only because I recently had blood work done, but which was shocking to me when I found out that even at 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, I was only at 49.9 nanograms a liter, or is it a milliliter? I forget.
It's milliliter. Yeah. Did you have magnesium checked with that as well?
Yeah, I do have magnesium. I had magnesium levels checked. I had calcium. I had sodium, chloride. I had to pay for that, by the way. I went through a traditional doctor to have this blood work done. And interestingly enough, people don't realize how expensive it is to do lab work. LabCorp charged Blue Cross Blue Shield $3,600 for all the blood work I had. And I had to pay $247 of it as my copay.
Right.
It's ridiculous what they charge for blood work.
It doesn't need to be that high. That really is silly.
Yeah. But anyway, so magnesium can be tested, but it needs to be tested what's in red blood cells, right?
Yeah, what you want is magnesium is really important, not so much in the plasma level. And this is the tricky part about any sort of mineral testing. I think this is important for your audience to understand that mineral testing is tough when you just do plasma because the minerals are very transient in the bloodstream. And so if you simply do a magnesium blood level check or a copper level or even selenium, you're not really getting what truly is in the cell itself. So one of the easiest things to do is to perform what is called a red blood cell mineral test. And the red blood cell magnesium test is well established. Lots of labs can do that now, and it really addresses the intracellular magnesium status, and that's the most important one we want to look at. There's been studies that have come out now relating that intracellular magnesium status to blood pressure, to certain heart arrhythmia disorders, to certain other types of vascular disorders. So there's a lot of good research coming out showing the importance of a red blood cell profile when you look at minerals. I say that because before we came on here, Carl, I just did a quick search on Google of, you know, mineral profile, for instance, or vitamin mineral profile. And there are thousands of labs out there offering these types of you know, very extensive and I'll be honest, very expensive profiles. However, it's really just making them money because it's easy for them to do it, but it doesn't give you any solid information because it's just a standard plasma check, and you really need to do an RBC level to really know what's inside that cell.
So can it be said that, because what we want to know, as you and I have talked about over the years when we talk about these subjects, it's more important to find out what's in tissue than what's in blood.
Right.
So what you're saying is, when we know what's in the red blood cell, this is indicative of what is then in tissue in the body. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it is. We can make a nice correlation between the red blood cell magnesium level and what is, and I can extrapolate that with confidence to what's actually in your tissue and within the cells. And that's really what I want to know, is how much of this mineral is in the cell itself. So I have confidence when I look at a red blood cell magnesium level. If you get, now for instance, you just did your test, right?
Yep.
And you probably did not do, if I'm guessing right.
No, it's not red blood cell. I don't think it's RBC. No, I don't think it is.
It's not. It's not part of the standard chemistry profile or anything. So if you're going to do a run-of-the-mill magnesium level, I really have no idea what that level means. All of the minerals are, you know, the main ones that we want to look at, magnesium, copper, and selenium, very, very transient in the blood. So just because your magnesium level in your blood, Carl, is normal, I don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know how that translates to what's inside the cell. So at Life Extension, we've been offering the RBC magnesium probably, maybe for about 3 or 4 years now. And you're starting to see, you know, some of the larger medical centers pick this up more. It's becoming a standard of care test if somebody has a heart attack now.
Really?
University of Texas in Dallas is checking RBC magnesium. So it is catching on. Of course, Life Extension was way ahead of the game, recognizing that it's really about what's at that tissue level. And you're right. We've talked about that a lot. Just because you look at a blood level of something, that doesn't always give you what's really going on in the body. Now, the exception to that would be the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin K1, vitamin D. Those are blood levels that I can correlate well. They, you know, whatever's in your blood for vitamin D, I can pretty much extrapolate nicely to a level in your cell. However, for the minerals and the water-based vitamins, that's really hard to do.
Now, obviously, there something that we have espoused on this show for many years that came from a saying of mine, and that is the good news and bad news about supplements is the good news is they work, and the bad news is they work. And the reason I've said that is because I feel that there needs to be some level of responsibility on the end user to test blood levels of things that they're supplementing with. Because as I found out, I was taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, a high quality vitamin D, by the way. And, you know, I was only at 49.9. And so many people will just make recommendations. Well, you should be taking 600 milligrams of magnesium citrate a day. How do you know? How do you know you don't need 900? How do you know you don't need 300? All of these things need to be taken in the amounts of what you personally need, not what somebody recommends, because that's what worked for them. And we have lots of people out there now taking magnesium supplements, using magnesium oils. There's this whole magnesium advocacy taking place right now because of the lack of magnesium. And I say to all of you out there, I think it's noble that you are taking these supplements and picking up the baton to spread the word. But don't do it recklessly by just telling people to take magnesium without knowing what their red blood cell levels are, both post and pre and post supplementation. What would you say to that statement, Dr. Michael?
Well, I agree, because you know it's one thing, you know, in the past where maybe we didn't have the tools to or the technology to really know what somebody individually really needed when it comes to these things. But now that we do, I find it hard to believe. It frustrates me a little bit, because it's really hard to get some people to buy into checking this stuff. You know, sometimes they think it's just, you know, we're trying to make more money off them, whatever, you know, whatever it is. That's not true. It really gives, if somebody comes to me, Carl, and says, okay, I have AFib, I need to know exactly how much magnesium I need to take to help control that, first thing I'm going to do is check an RBC magnesium level, because then I can really pinpoint the dose and really personalize that regimen for that person and have the best effect. Isn't that what we all want? Don't we all want the best effect, right, at the lowest dose possible and at the safest dose? Well, how do you do that? You check vitamin D. You check a RBC magnesium. You check some of these other fat-soluble vitamins. How do you know, Carl, that you need 5,000 units of vitamin A every day? I don't know. That's the standard dose you'll find in a good multivitamin.
Right.
But I don't necessarily know that. Well, you know what? There's a simple vitamin A blood test. And in that case, vitamin A plasma test is just fine because it's fat-soluble.
Fat-soluble, right.
That gives you a lot of information, and then you can really find that formula that fits you perfectly. How often, Carl, do you and I and your listeners and Life Extension members get really upset when we find the conventional medical doctors doing this one-size-fits-all type approach? We don't like that. We get upset when that happens. Yet, when we offer these kinds of tests, it really boggles our minds that more people aren't doing them, because it's a step away from that one-size-fits-all. It really is about personalization. And so Life Extension offers a whole gamut of minerals, vitamins, and they're all done in the correct way, like RBC magnesium, for instance. So it's very simple. It gives you a nice panel of where you're at. You know exactly, I can pinpoint doses for you that way, and it really individualizes the approach to supplement.
Well, you know what? We're going to go into a break, but you know, here's when you were saying that, I'm always thinking, like, well, why aren't people testing? What are the barriers to testing? Convenience. Well, you can't get any more convenient than Life Extension. They mail it to you, you mail it back, number one. The other thing is cost. Well, guess what? You're not wasting money by finding out if what you're supplementing with is actually working. And even if it means that you have to increase your dose, you do your, you go, oh my gosh, like me, I got to take 20,000 IUs a day, not 10, in order to get into that 80 nanograms a milliliter range. I want to know that. I don't want to supplement and think it's working and find out, unfortunately, it wasn't. And the analogy I just came up with was, so many of us drive around with different air pressures in our tires. Tires work at an optimum 32 pounds per square inch of air. Very few of us own air pressure gauges. We just depend on that stupid machine at the gas station to, and we guess. And you know what? Tires blow out, they wear wrong, and you could save yourself a bundle of money by buying one of those right. pressure gauges. This is the same thing. You buy one of those pressure gauges, you check your air, you know, oh, I've got 32 pounds per square inch. This is going to give me the best gas mileage, the best wear on my tires. That's what you want. So did you waste money by buying that gauge? Of course not. Are you wasting money by buying these tests? Of course not. Even if you have to spend more on your supplementation.
And it's very simple. And, you know, the other flip side to all of the testing, and I'm glad that we've talked about this for a couple of shows now and that there's some interest in it. One of the flip side to all of this is we could actually save you money in the long run. I mean, you know, there are people taking, you know, formulas, certain doses of vitamins, CoQ10, fish oil. You know, I can test all of those types of nutrients. I can pinpoint your dose. What if I can cut your fish oil dose in half because you don't need that much and save you a significant amount of money? So it really does, it personalizes. It makes sense. It can save you money in the long run. And as you say, aren't we more important than our cars? We spend more time, I think, wondering, you know, about our fluid levels in our cars than we do about our selenium and magnesium levels in our body.
Yeah. And here's what we're going to do. When we come back, we're going to summarize the other tests that you should consider having now that you know or you're on your way to your best vitamin D levels that you can get. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. They're a sponsor of the show. You can get the vitamin D test for $30. That's $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. This is just for Superhuman Radio audience. One of the levels that you must know is your vitamin D levels. So take advantage of it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD
and neither should you.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so Dr. Smith, what other things should people be testing for then in summary if they are now understanding what their best vitamin D levels are and whether they need to increase or decrease their supplementing? So magnesium, red blood cell magnesium, what else?
Well, first of all, I do like amino acid profiles. Amino acids are very reliable in the plasma, so you can trust the results from a good amino acid profile. I like that because a lot of population studies, one in particular, out of Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, showed that one of the best indications of someone's overall nutritional status, even if they think they're doing pretty good, is the levels of certain amino acids. So I would start there. It'll give you a really good idea. I know a lot of people at Life Extension are very surprised to find out that those levels are often low, which indicates poor nutritional status. It may even indicate an increased risk of mortality down the line from any cause. So amino acid profiles are reliable and good. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. I'm a very I mean, I consume high amounts of protein. I wonder what my amino acid levels are.
Well, you should. You might want to check. I mean, and again, you'd be surprised because I've heard that from a lot of people, and we check this, and often many of the key ones, like carnitine, for instance, some of the branch chain ones are often very low. So that might be something you might want to check. Now, so start there. You got vitamin D, you got magnesium, amino acids. Now, this one panel, this just came to my head, and I want to say this now before I forget. There's a lot of companies out there promoting neurotransmitter panels. Those panels, I have to tell you, at this point, we do not believe are very reliable. You know, most of the time you're trying to measure what are our central nervous system levels of these neurotransmitters. And so when you do a blood test,
we don't really know how to.
We don't.
I know you're trying to be kind about it. So I don't have to be kind about it. It means nothing. If we've learned anything about circulating insulin and insulin produced in the brain, if we've learned anything about blood-brain barriers, if we learned anything recently about oxytocin, that intranasal oxytocin gets into the brain when injected oxytocin just stays in the bloodstream, never makes it to the brain. So knowing what serotonin and norepinephrine and dopamine levels in your blood means nothing about what the landscape of the brain is doing.
Right, and unfortunately, there's a lot of companies out there that promote it, that they do, that they have figured out how to correlate it, and they got these fancy formulas. Quite honestly, when I ask them for those fancy formulas, how they make that extrapolation, they send me just a bunch of stuff that a PhD in mathematics couldn't even figure out. So it's just not worth it. Now, beyond that, I do like the fat-soluble vitamins. Those are good to test in your blood. Vitamin A, of course, as you know, vitamin D, and then vitamin K1. Vitamin K2 testing is coming. It's not quite as reliable as we want it yet, but we do think that we'll be able to find some really good sensitive assays. Maybe many people don't understand this, but vitamin K1 converts into vitamin K2 in the body, and vitamin K2 is not very high in the blood, so it's hard to measure. It needs to be an ultra-sensitive test, but we're getting there, and once we have that, we'll offer probably a K1, K2 panel. One thing about vitamin A, don't forget there's a precursor for vitamin A that's really reliable, and that's beta-carotene. I do like that anybody that's having skin issues, gastrointestinal issues, lung issues, anybody that's having something wrong with a mucosal lining really should check a beta-carotene level. Vitamin A is one of the most important vitamins to cell regeneration and repair in mucosal areas, like the lungs, for instance. So fat solubles are good. Now, water-soluble vitamins, those are the ones that are a little bit harder to, again, to trust in the blood. So I don't really rely on the B1, the B12 testing, the B6 testing. I'm more interested in looking at the fat-soluble versions of those vitamins. You know, like for instance, methylcobalamin, and we're starting to develop those assays and should have them pretty soon. So those are the main ones. And then, of course, as we mentioned before, just a good, you know, red blood cell, magnesium, copper, I think is also important to look at. And selenium levels are important to look at. So those are the main ones that I like to do.
Okay. Now, is there a special deal on red blood cell magnesium tests for my audience? Did we ever get that put together
Yeah, I do have that for you. So let me go ahead and give, it's not on the landing page where they can find the vitamin D level, but what I do have for them is a special number and a code that they can give the person who answers the phone, and they're going to get the RBC magnesium at half off, which is pretty amazing. So if they call 1-866-517-4531 and just give the code SHR for Superhuman Radio, they're going to get that at half the price.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention something before we go on to this next topic that we didn't plan on talking about, but I think it's important. I'm looking at my vitamin A serum levels. They are 48 picograms a deciliter. The range is 18 to 77. I take 1,600 units of vitamin A every single day. On top of that, probably two or three times a week, a good tablespoon or two of cod liver oil, and that's right. All I'm at. So I could probably easily go up another 4,000 or 5,000 IUs in the vitamin A range if I wanted to.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would actually suggest that. I think that's one of the key vitamins that we lose as we get older. Remember, vitamin A, you know, if there's one thing you remember about it, it's all about parts of your body that are wet, like W-E-T, wet. So lungs, nasal cavities, you know, colon, small intestine, that's all about the lungs. So all about vitamin A. So I really think that that's important to check. And you can also just add a beta-carotene to that. Very simple.
Okay, and the other thing is it's important for stem cell differentiation. If you want those stem cells to actually be activated and differentiated to help repair things in your body, it's a good thing to have adequate vitamin A. Now let's talk about something else. In the news, everybody keeps emailing me and asking me, Carl, what about this whole thing about omega-3s and prostate cancer? And so I asked Dr. Smith if he would weigh in on this because everybody's freaked out. I have not abandoned my fish oil, just for the record.
Oh, that would just be silly. That would be just, please don't do that. First of all, here's a very simple answer to this study. This wasn't a fish oil supplementation study. This study looked at blood levels of various fatty acids, which is far different from a fish oil intervention trial. You know, what they were looking at was this epidemiological type association between certain omega-6 and 3 fatty acids and how that related to prostate cancer. However, and they did show some interesting correlations there, but as a matter of fact, in their conclusion, they even stated that this is not really about omega-3 fatty acid supplementation increasing cancer incidence. But that's how the mainstream medium, you know, the media is picking this up. We know that long-chain fatty acids in the diet, you know, primarily occur in fatty fish. And so the authors even concluded that most of the people in this study were actually getting their fatty acids from these types of fatty fishes known to be contaminated with things like mercuries and PCPs. So what did they factor that out? No, they didn't. So there's so many confounding factors in this.
I'll give you another one. People who are supplementing rancid oils.
Yeah, you know, how many times have we talked about going with the high quality fish oil product
and keeping it refrigerated through the whole process of delivery and in your presence, you have to keep it refrigerated.
So this wasn't even about a fish oil intervention trial, but that's the way it gets passed in the
Well, and I'll say something else here. Okay, they didn't link it to the developing prostate cancer, right? They just linked it to making it more aggressive once it was there, right?
Right. So of course, but that's not how the headlines have read over the past
right.
few days. Let's do something else here. I think this is important, Carl, because I don't like it when mainstream media sensationalizes everything, but I don't also want to do that either. I want to make sure that we keep grounded in science. So when I see a study like this, I don't automatically start thinking, oh, it must have been a bad study. I like to really look at, tease it apart, and the first thing I notice, this is not even a fish oil trial. This was about eating fish that could be contaminated. That's number one. Number two, then, I have to ask myself, does the results of this fish eating fish trial, not fish oil trial, is it consistent with what we already know in good peer-reviewed publications? And the answer is simply no. Let me just give you, just to make your listeners feel better. First of all, a 2013, just this past year, meta-analysis reported high serum levels of long-chain omega-3s is associated with reduced total prostate cancer risk. That just came out like a month ago. A 2004 review reported that there were, and this was a cohort study of many different studies coming together, they found an inverse association of fish consumption with the risk of the latest stages of prostate cancer. And there's several more that I could list. There was a 2000 study showing that men with the highest consumption of fish had the lower level of prostate. So you can't just let one study dictate anything, right? No one study is ever meant to be conclusive. It's supposed to be reproducible. And really what you have is the outlier. So the outlier, which was about eating fish showing some sort of an association, is the one that the media picks up and makes it sound like it's the norm.
Right.
And that's where I get really frustrated, because it's not. They're ignoring several studies. I mean, just go on PubMed and search omega-3s in prostate cancer.
And you know what? If you handle this like Olympic scoring, right? You throw the high and the low out. You throw the aberrations out, and you look at the core of the results. You go with the gravity. You go with the ones that have been reproducible over and over again, and not these obscure studies. And I continue to take my fish oil because you know what? The Inuit don't have a higher rate of prostate cancer than other people, and they eat nothing but fish. And they eat.
Well, and remember, remember too, the last thing, real quick here, because I know we're running out of time. Always remember, in medicine, whether it's a nutrient, drug, whatever it is, it's always about a benefit risk analysis. That's really my job as a medical doctor, is to look at does the benefit of this thing I'm doing outweigh any associated risks. So even if I play devil's advocate and I say this was a good study, it does look like there's an association, I have to weigh that against all of the other benefits we get from fish oils in the cardiovascular system, the brain, inflammation, immunity. And to me, even if this was a good study, which it's not, I would still stick with my fish oils because the benefits far outweigh that risk.
Right. I agree with
Very
you.
Very simple thing to do.
There you go. All right, listen, I want to thank you for coming on today to clear up answer Alex Leaf's question about other blood tests to get, and the wonderful offer that you gave to my audience for the RBC magnesium test. Those of you who are in the magnesium advocacy movement, I suggest that you also tell your followers to use the RBC magnesium test to find out whether or not their supplementation is actually working. And also for weighing in on the whole omega-3 fish oil prostate cancer thing. Thanks so much, Dr. Smith.
All right, take care, Carl.
Talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the ancestral health movement in the United States. We were supposed to have Brent Pottinger on, but he is a physician. He's on call today at the hospital. So Catherine Morrison will be joining us in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Could all Altrian supplements be better
better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, there's a lot of people out there contributing to the discussion that ultimately will lead to a healthier nation if we can get the nation on board. One of those organizations is the Ancestral Health Society. I'm joined by Catherine Morrison. She's the symposium chair for the Ancestral Health Symposium 2013. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Our pleasure, our pleasure. And first of all, for those who aren't aware, the Ancestral Health Society, where did it get its beginning?
A few years ago, I think it was in 2009 or 2010, Brent Pottinger and Aaron Blaisdell and Chris Owens were all at a symposium at UCLA that was called New Directions in Physiology. And in going there, they were really excited, thinking they were really going to hear about some new directions in physiology. And it turned out to be focused on drug research and you know, the very typical medical interventions. And they looked at each other and said, you know, we should start our own symposium.
That doesn't have a pharmaceutical agenda behind it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, obviously, what was their background? Were they already involved in the paleo movement or anything like that?
Brent?
Yes.
Did have a blog. Brent did have a blog called Epistemocrat, and if you Google it, you can find it. And there are some links to it on the About Us page at our website, ancestryfoundation.org. Brent had a master's degree in public health at the time and had applied to medical school, knew that he wanted to be involved in healthcare at a high level, and it was just a personal interest of his. Aaron is a professor at UCLA, and congratulations to him. He just became a full professor effective this month, so it's a big thing for him. And he does research in comparative cognition in animals,
mm-hmm.
which compares animal and human cognition.
Sure.
And, you know, certainly any cognitive science or neuroscience field has a lot of crossover with nutritional influences. So that was his interest in coming into it.
What is the, okay, so obviously those of us who, I have avoided discussing paleo nutrition per se as my approach. I like to talk about ancestral nutrition because mm-hmm. I believe that that's a broader scope than just paleo, but more importantly, unfortunately, because of people like the Wizard of Oz, that's my affectionate name for Mehmet Oz, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the Wizard of Oz and others, they've kind of made the paleo movement / caveman diet something to be laughed at in order to disarm the realities of its health benefits. And I kind of feel like ancestral health doesn't smack of all that. Does the paleo groups, are they involved in the ancestral health movement that through the ancestral health society now, or is it, are you guys even bigger than paleo today, do you think?
Our goal in creating the Ancestral Health Society and putting on the symposium is to act as a large umbrella for all of those who might be interested in viewing human health, wellness, and nutrition from an evolutionary perspective.
Right.
So from our view, that can include the paleo movement in all of the different things the paleo might mean, including those who follow a more primal diet or a perfect health diet, but also the traditional foods community, those who might be interested in the Weston A. Price Foundation. So
sure.
We view ourselves as a pretty large umbrella, and also not just, certainly nutrition is the cornerstone, but not just nutrition. There's much more to an ancestral or evolutionary health perspective than nutrition.
Yeah, ancestral health also could speak to activity levels. It could speak to sleep
Absolutely.
Habits. It speaks to the whole gamut of, and I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it includes a whole range of behaviors that, like you mentioned, sleep and activity, also relationships, community, education, all of those things can also fit in to an evolutionary framework and be influenced by evolutionary thinking.
So the first ancestral health symposium occurred when?
The first AHS was in 2011 at UCLA.
Wow. And this year, for those of you listening, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you on the East Coast, and I'm going this year, by the way.
Carl's gonna be there.
Yeah, I'll be there, dressed as a caveman. Everybody will think I'm doing a Geico. You'll be thinking I'm doing a Geico commercial. That's why I'm gonna do that. But anyway, so are you seeing more of the mainstream clinicians and so on going, you know, I think I'm going to go to this. There's something to this. Or are they still shunning this for fear? Because obviously when you don't understand something, you fear it.
Right. I think both things continue to be happening. And it would be interesting to see some numbers on this in terms of what clinicians are doing. For a while, I was working in a research lab at Emory, and I did find a lot of skepticism in the researchers and clinicians with whom I had contact.
Yeah.
And Aaron has certainly reported the same at UCLA. I've not talked to Brent about what he's finding at Johns Hopkins, but that would be interesting to find out. Now, on the other hand, we sure do have a lot of clinicians who are interested. And I think some of them their interest develops not because they're sort of naturally drawn to this alternative view, but because they find that what they're doing in clinical practice is not yielding the results they'd like to.
Right.
And here's an interesting case. My own physician is an athlete, a triathlete, and for years she was vegetarian and then vegan. And I just found out, I didn't know she even knew about the paleo movement. And then she submitted our contact us form on our website.
Wow.
So I thought, I know, a little bit of serendipity right there.
Right.
I thought that was fascinating that, you know, here was a random physician in Atlanta, Georgia, who did have an affinity for nutritional approaches, came across us, found us, reached out for more information, and is coming to the symposium. We have a lot of clinicians. My brother's a physician. He's coming.
Yeah.
He's very interested in this approach. So I think we're seeing more and more clinicians, although many clinicians do retain a more traditional.
You know, and I would submit this. I would submit that the clinicians that will come are those who still employ critical thinking skills. That they still go, you know, this just isn't right. That's just not right. There's got to be something else to this. You know, they're still thinking. They're not just going, oh, this is the way it is, and I'm not going to be able to change it, and so here's your prescription, go out the door. The ones that are still employing critical thinking skills are going to go, you know, I'm sure nutrition plays a role in the etiology of disease, and possibly the reversal of disease or even the ability to not even develop diseases, depending on nutritional protocols. There may be something to this. Let me go and learn more about it. So they're open-minded, and I applaud them. And I hope there's more and more physicians out there.
Yeah, the people who maintain that healthy lifelong curiosity, I think, will be you know, more open to investigating this sort of approach.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Before we go into the break, let's go ahead and tell the audience where AHS 13 will be held and where people can go to learn more about buying tickets to attend. And this, and let's be clear about something. The ancestral health movement and through this symposium is not something that just clinicians and dietitians and nutritional advocates and foodies and those should be going to. You should be taking your children to this so they can hear this and the seeds can be planted in their brains now so that when they grow up, they already understand the truth about the relationships between ancestral health and their health today. So where would people go and learn more about this? Where should they go?
They can go visit our website, which is ancestryfoundation.org. And for those who catch this broadcast later on through the archives, the URL will be migrating, and it will be ancestralhealth.org. But for now, it is ancestryfoundation.org. All of the information for the symposium is on the website. And the symposium will be taking place in Atlanta at the Sheraton Atlanta beginning August 15th.
And it will last 3 days, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And you know what? I got to tell you something. There's going to be more good stuff going around at this symposium than you'll find at any organization, a GlaxoSmithKline Beecham-sponsored organization with some of the biggest names in medicine. They should be sending cameras and recorders to hear what the real future of mitigating disease is all about. And it's going to happen right in Atlanta. And you know I'm going to be there. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with Catherine Morrison. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition, competition. With a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just makes be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Build muscles, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Catherine Morrison with the Ancestral Health Society about their upcoming Ancestral Health Symposium. A lot of people are going to be there. I was talking to Rob Wolf the other day. He will be there. I guess he's a guest speaker, is he not?
Yeah, Rob's participating in a few different talks. I believe he's either in 2 or 3 talks. He and Diana Rogers will be giving a talk on sustainability. He's participating on a panel on the topic of ketogenic diets and exercise, and he may even be on another panel.
Yeah, he's all over the place, Rob. He's fantastic.
He's a superstar.
I'm just curious, only because of a blog post that I posted this morning. I'm a huge advocate of raw unpasteurized milk, raw unpasteurized cream and butter, and have been for probably 15 years now. And I'm wondering, I know that Dr. Cordain, who's been on the show numerous times and is a friend and ally of the show, he is totally opposed to dairy of any type. Does the Ancestral Health Society take any positions on these types of things, or you guys just stay neutral and let people bring their discussions to the table?
That second thing.
Yeah.
More specifically, we view our role as a role of inquiry, as building a platform to bring people together to investigate solutions to modern health problems using an evolutionary framework. We tend not to take positions on topics because we don't want to squelch that debate and that inquiry, which we feel is still, there's still so much to be explored.
Right.
Having said that, humans, and this is not an ancestral health position, this is just my own view on dairy, humans have been consuming dairy for around 10,000 years.
Right.
And I think what many of us have come to understand about evolution, and especially in the last few years, is that the selective pressure for dairy was so incredible and so intense that dairy tolerant, the genes for lactase persistence,
right,
spread more rapidly than any other genetic change that we know of.
Right.
So I think that, I mean, my personal opinion is that if an individual tolerates it, that not only is it acceptable, but it's beneficial, and that if an individual doesn't tolerate it, then it's worth avoiding.
Yeah, that is a sensible answer. And you know what? And I like that. You're right. You cannot take quote-unquote positions in these discussions because you want to be a clearinghouse for ideas and discussions. And as soon as you take a position, you kind of cut off some of that discussion. And a lot can be gotten from those. And I agree with you 100%, and that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the mission of the Ancestral Health Society in this day and age?
Well, our mission statement essentially says that our mission is to foster collaboration between researchers, clinicians, and interested lay people who are looking to explore human health and wellness and figure out solutions to modern health problems using an evolutionary framework. So that's basically our mission. Now, technically, we're a nonprofit public benefit organization. And as part of that, we need to make sure that what we're doing benefits the public, and we view our role as doing that through education, not the kind of education where we're telling people what to do, but again, where we're creating that platform to allow people to come and learn and explore.
Catherine, how did you find your way into ancestral health? What's your personal story?
Coming into the Ancestral Health Society, I'll answer that part first.
Okay.
They asked for volunteers for AHS-12. They had a call on their website, and I answered that call. And that worked out, and I was the registration chair for AHS-12 last year. And then I stayed on board to help out with some administrative tasks and ended up taking on the role of chairing AHS-13. And then more personally, I've had a long-standing interest in evolutionary nutrition. Even before I knew that it existed as a field or as something other people were interested in, a lot of my friends were studying evolutionary biology and evolutionary psychology. One of them at the University of Michigan under renowned evolutionary psychologist David Buss. And it was then that I started realizing that there were people working on this.
Right.
If not the nutritional part, then other parts. How our evolved selves lived, were meant to live, how that may be at odds with modern life.
Right.
And that was fascinating to me. And at some point, and I'd always had a lifetime of health issues, the eczema, the psoriasis, the achy joints, the chronic fatigue. And at some point, I came across Connor and Eaton's paper and read their small book, The Paleolithic Description. And, you know, it went from there. I still didn't really do anything to act on it until I read Mark Sisson's book.
Right.
And found that community. And then from there, my position evolved, and I've read pretty much all of the books on it, and I was definitely one of those people that as soon as I went gluten-free, I had significant, massive health benefits.
And you know,
and then some of the other tweaks helped different things along the line.
And right now, gluten is all, you know, is under the microscope, but there are so many other lectins in these, what I call alternative foods. When the goal of feeding the masses became an issue, people couldn't eat what they were genetically predisposed to eat. They had to eat whatever was available, and you know, bread and grains, cereal grains, named after the gods Cirrus, by the way. But anyway, cereal grains and these things, You know, they were alternatives to food. They would sustain life, but they would not optimize health. They would not allow you to thrive and flourish, but you'd stay alive. Your heart would keep beating and you'd be able to do a meager amount of work every single day, and that was it. These mm-hmm. alternatives to the right kinds of foods that we're supposed to be eating. There's a lot more than, you know, yeah, gluten is one of them, but there's other lectins in there that we haven't even discovered what nasty things they are doing.
There's so much we don't know. You know, there's just so much we don't know. That's correct.
And I had this discussion just this morning. A good friend of mine adopted a baby from China. She's 18 months old, severely developmentally challenged right now, but she can catch up. And we were talking about the importance of – I was explaining to him the importance of omega-3 fatty acids for brain development and so on. And I started to explain there's a new study out that shows the actual droplet size of fat in mother's milk can actually change the outcome of a baby's health 20, 30, 40 years from now. And my friend Brian said, mm-hmm. really? Like that? And I said to him, Brian, when is the best time to aim a bullet? Before you pull the trigger or after you pull the trigger? Because before you pull the trigger, I said, exactly. The trajectory of life starts in the womb and shortly after the baby comes out of the womb. And once it's on that path, that's it. So you have a small window of time to get it right. And it all comes down to nutrition at that point in time.
Early nutrition during the fetal period and in the early infancy period is so important. And there's, you know, there are so many debates raging. I'm very much part of the lactation community. And in the lactation world, professionals are very hesitant tell a mother that her diet matters. They're very afraid that if they tell a mother that her diet matters, that the mother will stop nursing and feed formula, fearing that her diet is not perfect enough. And certainly at this time, human milk is, under really all circumstances thus far, the best way to feed any human baby. But it does matter what moms eat.
Absolutely.
When they're breastfeeding and when they're pregnant. And you're right that getting those long chain essential fatty acids and getting sufficient choline, getting sufficient zinc, those things can make a huge difference.
Yes. And vitamin A before even getting pregnant. We know, I mean, I think it was Sally Fallon that told me once that mothers who have adequate levels of vitamin A before they get pregnant have more beautiful, more what's the word? Here? Symmetrical babies, because you're fostering stem you're fostering cellular differentiation. You're giving the baby everything it needs, the blueprint for building a new body in the womb. It's really amazing, and a lot of moms don't get that. Yeah.
Someone's giving a talk on that, either a talk or a poster presentation on that topic at AHS.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah. And that is a very interesting topic, how nutrition affects facial development. And then we've got, you know, that differing view put forth by Mike Mew, who is an orthodontist, a well-known orthodontist in England, saying that he wonders if it's so much the actual nutrients or if it's the texture of the foods that we're eating and that our facial muscles are not being properly utilized and that may be affecting facial development. I suspect that with further inquiry, we'll discover that it's both.
Yeah. 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 I agree. Listen, let's plug the website one more time. The website is ancestryfoundation.org. It will eventually become ancestralhealth.org as well, right?
That is correct.
You can go there and you can learn more about how you can attend AHS 13. Some of the greatest minds within the ancestral health movement will be there. Is there anyone going to be talking about those of us who are in this movement getting better rates on health insurance because we fit into a group of healthier people who don't use pharmaceutical drugs or even really need any type of medical interventions as a whole?
Rob Wolf has been talking about that
sort of thing.
Yeah. I wish I can't speak knowledgeably on it. I haven't been following that discussion closely, but wouldn't it be I mean, wouldn't it be interesting? There's so much fertile ground there for solutions.
Yeah, yeah. I would love for the Ancestral Health Society to launch a group insurance plan for those of us who follow this way of life. And we are healthier. We don't develop diabetes. We're not obese. We're strong. I mean, other than my testosterone and some peptides that I take and the rest of it's supplements. I mean, I don't take any drugs. Mm-hmm. I'm 55 years old, and I plan on staying this way for a very, very long time. So you I think I should get a better deal on my health insurance than I'm getting right now.
I think you should. Yes, you should. So should we. It's insane what we're paying. And we pay $1,200 a month in health insurance. It's outrageous.
That's terrible.
For four reasonably healthy people. You know, we're very interested in if somebody has an idea and will take on a project, we're very open to supporting that and helping get the word out. The society's main goal is, and main mission and main activity is to put on the symposium and to produce the journal, which we'll start taking submissions for the journal very soon.
Cool.
But if someone has a project that they'd like to come and do alongside the symposium, we welcome them to come talk to us about it. They can find our contact information on the website, and we will help get the word out to the community that whatever it is available and that someone is tackling something like health insurance or whatever the case may be. And let me also make a plug. We are looking for people to become to be involved in the society and to take over the next generation of leadership. Aaron's got his hands full, of course, with his full professorship at UCLA and with Brent at law school, at medical school, and Brian at law school. So if people are very interested in coming in to the organization on a volunteer basis and supporting the efforts of the society, we would love to talk to them.
Yeah. That's exciting. Very, very exciting. Go to ancestryfoundation.org to learn more. Catherine, I really appreciate you being on the show today with short notice because Brent was supposed to be on, but he got pulled away at the hospital. So we just, you jumped in at the last minute. I want to thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for having us on the show. And I say us as the society. It was great to be here and great to talk to you. We really appreciate the opportunity.
And see you in Atlanta. How's that?
Absolutely. I can't wait. It's very soon.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, there you have it. Go to ancestryfoundation.org to learn more about the Ancestral Health Symposium for 2013. Also want to thank Dr. Michael Smith for coming on from Life Extension Foundation to talk about complementary blood tests to go with your vitamin D test. And, of course, Stuart McRobert, his website is hardgainer.com. Check him out as well. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.